Chapter 1. Methods of Dispute Resolution. Alternative methods of dispute resolution categorizes the array of dispute resolution process into 5 groups. Now, the group is defined by who participates in the process and who resolves the dispute. A group form is a continuum beginning with only one party participating to a neutral third party, which tells the parties how the dispute is to be resolved. So here are the 5 categories. The unilateral action in dispute resolution. Here, only one party participates in the process, and that party resolves the dispute. The bilateral action in dispute resolution. Here's where both parties participate in the process, and it takes both to resolve the dispute. The third one is called the third party evaluation as a prelude to dispute resolution. Here, both parties and the neutral third party participate in the process, although another process may be required to resolve the full dispute. Fourth is the third party assistance in dispute resolution. Here, both parties and a neutral third party participate in the process, although it is only the 2 parties who resolve the dispute. And the fifth one is the third party adjudication in dispute resolution. Here, both parties and a neutral third party participate in the process, and the third party issues a ruling that resolves the dispute for the parties. In your book, Figure 1-1, at the end of the chapters, offers a comparison among the various methods of dispute resolution. Each process is considered as an availability on who selects the process, who participates in the process, and who decides the outcome, and on what the outcome is based. Also, there's a figure that includes at the end of each chapter that deals with the characteristic of the specific methods of dispute resolution discussed in that chapter. This overview includes availability process selection, the participant part of preparation, the process, the fairness, the outcome, the prudential value, and impact on future relationship. Figure 1-1 at the end of the chapter figures may prove helpful when answering a number of problems in this chapter that asks you, the student, to evaluate a process as it relates to a set of facts given to you.